It's time now to dig deep into the 2015 NFL Draft. Joining me in the studio, Tony Pauline, DraftInsiders.net. And Tony, welcome, first of all.
Thanks for having me.
Fascinating position for the Eagles, 20th in the first round. You kind of go through all these mock drafts, and you notice that the blue chippers are up here, and just about the time you get to the Eagles, it kind of falls off. Is that accurate?
Yeah, there's sort of no man's land because it's not a very strong draft at the top. So what happens is you only have about 15 to 20 first-round picks, and you got about 50 second-round picks. So what's going to happen is, starting with the Eagles selection, the bottom third of round one, you're going to have a lot of guys that are really second-round players ending up in round one. So that's the right assumption.
Let's get to some of the stories that have dominated this offseason, Tony. Number one, even though I hate to do it, got to talk about the possibility. What would it take to go up and get into 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the positions?
A lot, especially if you're going up to get one of the quarterbacks. It's going to take a lot, and I don't think the Eagles are going to be able to do it.
A lot means what?
A lot means, as far as the Eagles are concerned, this year's number one, next year's number one, potentially this year's number two. You got teams like Cleveland Browns who want to move up to get Mariota, who've got two number ones. You got the New York Jets who have an early first-round pick. So, I think it's going to take too much for the Eagles as far as picks not only this year but in future years. And those types of trades usually don't work out for the team that's trading up to get that player.
Your feeling on the quarterback position in this draft, who would you take one? Where would you take the second quarterback?
I definitely take Marcus Mariota number one. He's been my number one quarterback going into the year. It hasn't changed. I think he's not as physically gifted as Jameis Winston, but he's more together. He's more polished. He's got better on and off the field skills. He's an intelligent guy. He's not distracted by much. He can play in any type of system. It may be some time. There may be some bumps in the road. Doesn't make poor decisions on the field like Jameis Winston. I would take him number one. Jameis Winston, I don't think, will come off much soon after that.
What if I'm looking for that top of the line? He's there at 20. What names am I thinking about?
Probably looking at Byron Jones, the cornerback from UConn, who really didn't play too much as a senior because he had a hurt shoulder, plus team stayed away from him. I think that's a guy who can step in. He fits the mold, what the Eagles want, a bigger, more physical cornerback. Eric Rowe of Utah, a guy, again, big, physical. He's got a lot of skills, got the versatility to play cornerback or safety. I think he's not as far along as far as polish on his game compared to Byron Jones, but still, he's going to move up because of the physical skills. And then it's anybody's guess at receiver. I mean, do they take a chance at a Nelson Aguilar in round one? A lot of people like Rashard Herman. I'm not a big fan of his at the 20th selection, but as we said, there's going to be a lot of second-round picks taken late in round one.
I got to ask you, one day away here, who do the Eagles take round one?
Well, I'm torn right now between Byron Jones or Eric Rowe. From all the activity that we've seen, I think it's going to be Byron Jones of UConn. He fits the bill for the bigger physical cornerback. He's a good player. Some people said he's a workout warrior. That's totally incorrect. He's a guy who I think just needs a little bit of polish on his game before he'll be starting on Sundays.
Well, there you have it. Tony Pauline, DraftInsider.net. Thanks so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.